Hi, everybody, and welcome back to a little Sunday bite-sized political podcast here. Thanks so much for downloading this, and thanks to quantumhypno.co.uk for sponsoring this. Do appreciate that, guys. Thank you all so much. So I thought, by way of a little bit of light relief from the usual barrage of stuff I provide you with, I would talk about artificial intelligence and me. And you might think that's an oxymoron, but I'm very suspicious of AI, and broadly speaking, I don't really like the cut of its jib, but it's certainly a developing thing. I see it being used increasingly, you know, in so many different places. And one place where it is being used is on the Elon Musk Twitter/X platform. Now, I thought I would conduct a little experiment, or a couple of little experiments, on the AI system there, which is now available to use if you're on that platform. It's called Grok, G-R-O-K, Grok. That's the name of the AI. And I thought I would ask AI a couple of questions, and just to get a taste of what it's all about. So the first question I asked Grok was, Grok, who is David Vance? And Grok comes right back at me. David Vance is a British unionist politician, radio broadcaster, and author. Well, not really a unionist politician. At one point I was. Not really a radio broadcaster because I'm banned. I am an author. One out of 10 for that bit. He has been a member of the UK Unionist Party and has also run for the traditional Unionist Voice Party in the past. Both of those things are true. I did belong to political parties back in the days when I thought that they made a difference. Of course, I realize that is absolutely lunatic thinking, and I'm not a member of any political party for more than about, 15 years, you know, so a bit out of date there, Grok. Then it goes on. Vance is known for his appearances on BBC programs as an expert, and for his contributions to talk radio. I wouldn't say I was known for those things, but anyway, I did do those things. He has a significant online following with over 65,000 followers on Twitter. Well, no, I've got 235,000 followers, so you're only out to the scale of about 200,000. Well done, Grok. Vance has also written the blog A Tangled Web. Well, I did do, but again, a long time ago, and has attracted controversy in the past, such as when he described Derry as, quote, full of work dodgers. That's a golden moment. And of course, it was true, remains true, although it appears that Derry/Londonderry is now full of Maasai warriors. Who knew? He has a history of political activism and has been involved in various campaigns and media appearances to share his views. So there you go. That is what Grok has to say about me. Most of it's not right. So there's a surprise. And it's also really out of date, but maybe that's just how it is. So then I had a different question to ask this AI system, Grok. And you like this one. I asked it, do vaccines work? Yes, the killer question. Back comes the answer. Yes, vaccines do work. They are designed to imitate an infection, engaging the body's natural defenses to create immunity without the dangers of a full-blown infection. Vaccines contain an antigen which triggers the immune system to begin producing antibodies. The effectiveness of vaccines varies, with some requiring multiple doses to achieve immunity. Well, that wouldn't be the COVID one. Anyway, it goes on. Look, the thing about it is that AI systems only give you, really, they only regurgitate stuff that's been put into them one way or another, or different information sources which they get their hands on, you know. And this is the Grok one. So this is probably seen as the more out there one, you know, the more edgy one. And it's no different to the other ones. I mean, you may as well ask the Google Gemini intelligence, you know, the one that doesn't like white people. It's quite fun asking it questions so that you get the clear evidence of the bias that's endemic in the artificial intelligence. And that's really why I did that. I don't need to know who I am. I don't need to know I don't need to know if vaccines work, because I know that they absolutely do not. They can't, because there's no viruses for them to work on. But nonetheless, that's what Grok had to tell me. So I wonder if any of you guys have asked any of these AI systems questions. It is quite an interesting little pastime, but my worry is that people will then take this as the definitive word, you know, oh, well, vaccines definitely work. And I'm sure if we could go back in time to 2020, 2021, and if Grok had have existed back then and asked, is it safe for me to take the COVID vaccine? I'm sure back would have come the answer, yes, these vaccines are 100% safe and effective. This is how they work. And of course, that would all have been nonsense. So all I would say to you is, you know, artificial intelligence might have a role to play, but human intelligence is the more important thing. And that's what you should use, because we've got something no AI system has. We've got a sense of instinct, and that's what separates us. Thanks so much for listening.